It all started in 1954 when the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that segregation in public schools was unconstitutional, and when a little black girl was enrolled in a white school in Kansas. Then, in 1955, Rosa Parks was arrested, and Martin Luther King led the bus boycott in Montgomery. As a result, buses were desegregated in 1956, but police or troops were often needed to enforce the law. In 1957, when 9 black students enrolled into the Central High School of Little Rock, Arkansas, President Eisenhower had to send 10,000 National Guardsmen to protect them from furious white crowds. 6 years later, in 1963, Martin Luther King organized a peaceful march on Washington and pronounced his famous speech, "I Have a Dream." But a month later, 4 young girls were killed by a bomb in Birmingham, Alabama. In 1964, despite continuing white resistance, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act, which banned segregation and discrimination in public places. But the violence continued. On one Sunday in 1965, during a march,